Welcome to Perfect Grace Ministries. Hello, I'm Jonathan Womack, pastor of Plainview Baptist Church in Woodbury, Tennessee. I'm hoping you will stay tuned to our weekly radio message and podcast as we go through for the next 15 minutes of God's Word, looking into His message one verse at a time. For information about our church or other live preaching and teaching opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. As we have sent through to listen to the history of the Passover, to hear the mentions of what the Passover was to show us, the painting of the precious blood of the Lamb, even back in Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy. What did this mean for us? Rather, the more important question is what it means for you tonight. It was a picture of freedom from sin, the bondage, the chains that were bound, so secure around us that we could not even save ourselves. And that's a big subject, because condemnation could be bad for anybody. However, Romans chapter 8 verse 1 begins the conversation on this. It isn't the first conversation that we find in the Bible. Actually, it's all through the Bible about what we can do with condemnation. Condemnation is judgment against something. You can condemn something, and God has condemned His wrath. He has condemned sin because He hates sin. And so the thing that ties us with condemnation is because since we are only human and our flesh is only human, it can actually cause a big problem because we can be condemned because of sin. However, in Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." And this goes for every single Christian. We don't have to have condemnation of sin. Do you realize even a Christian can have condemnation of sin as we walk on this earth? Because any sin will cause judgment and wrath from God. No matter if you're saved or if you're lost, you have the same effects of sin. However, the person who has accepted Jesus Christ, they should have the Spirit, as it keeps on talking, who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. Where is the Spirit going to be? It's going to be in God's temple. And Jesus said that inside our spirit, inside our bodies, is the temple of God, because He puts His commandments in our heart. He fills our void, our old spirit, with His Spirit, and we can even grieve the Holy Spirit. So, just some things like that. Miss Leah, good seeing you. I hadn't got to hear from you in a while. Hope you're doing good, and hope Missouri's doing good. But I want you to think on that, because I'll be honest with you. I've got a 13-year-old daughter. I got a 10-year-old son, and let me tell you something. They're already facing areas of condemnation from other people. But here's something that we need to remind our children, we need to remind our church family. There's going to be a lot of people condemn them for what they believe, what they won't do that the rest of the world does. But let me tell you something. I can take all that condemnation, because the Scripture reminds me there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The moment that we start walking in the flesh, let me give you an example of that. I've been part of several different ministries throughout my life since I gave my life to Christ. And there are certain situations when you're working with Christians in the midst of working and doing for God, hey, Satan can show up at any time. And so you get wore out, you get frustrated with other people, because humans can be frustrating from time to time. That's with any human, including me. And so I got frustrated because I was so wanting to help someone. I was wanting to help this other youth. And I got frustrated with the parents to the point where I almost let the flesh get the best of me. Most people say I let Satan get the best of me. You know what? It was my flesh. I'm not going to blame it on Satan, because Satan does enough hindering me and bothering me. But it was just my old flesh. I just wanted to let the flesh
hinder me. And so because of that, even though at that time it felt good for the flesh to maybe do what it wanted to do, the Holy Spirit, thank goodness, protected me as much as I would allow the Holy Spirit to protect me and guided me a different direction. I still felt bad for even feeling that way. And that's still how I do today. So don't walk after that flesh. Walk after the Spirit. It says, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. Going back to our message last week, we talked about how we can be free from that sin. And this freedom comes because we're following through with what God has promised us. Third verse, for what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. And then that's exactly what he done. He condemned that sin in the flesh. He died on the cross for that sin. And that has left us with something special. Look in the fourth verse. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So we actually fulfill the wonderful law, and it's fulfilled in us because of what Jesus has done, because we walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, you know, I'm going to take this moment because I mentioned it to the church this weekend, and even in the midst of me mentioning bad news that I saw on TV, there was even other bad news that I didn't even know about. Killings, how just in Tennessee, a young man could kill his whole family, and it's just appalling. It just gives me shivers. It makes me just wonder what in the world is going on with our world that we live today. When you hear that all the time, well, friends, it's because they don't have something that's mentioned in that verse. In the sixth verse, to be carnally minded is death, period. Why? Because you are condemned. You are condemned to that death. You're condemned to that sin. How can you be happy? How can you find life and peace without Jesus Christ? That is the... And you say, Brother Jonathan, now come on. I know I've been happy before and it didn't have nothing to do with Jesus. Maybe it was a woman. Maybe it was a man. Maybe it was alcohol. Or maybe it was drugs. You can give me all those excuses, but it's only for a moment. How long will that happiness... How long will that peace last without true peace from Jesus Christ? I'll be honest with you, it's only going to last for a moment. And so why don't you find the true life and peace? True life and peace only comes through Jesus Christ. The seventh verse, because the carnal mind is a separation or enmity, as the King James says, against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. And so, the carnal mind, which, who has the carnal mind? As long as you live, you're going to have a portion of your human mind, which can be carnal. And so we have to remember that that carnal mind of us, or what used to be the old man of us, that carnal attitude and the carnal thoughts is a separation that separates us from God. Not that God wants to separate us, but that we separate ourselves from God. And that can cause more problems in our life. And so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. He tells us something there. He sort of gives us an extra understanding that part of us having life, true peace, is pleasing God. Have you ever thought about that? Number one, we are free from no condemnation, which makes it the opportunity for us to actually be used of God, that is a gift in itself. I am the happiest when I'm being used of God, just like tonight. I want to be used of God in this way, to share Scripture, maybe touching someone in some way, someone that just needed maybe an ugly face, but a good word from the Word of the Lord. And so that's what I'm hoping to do. I'll be used of God, and I'll be pleasing to God in some way. That's what we should want. Let's look a little further. But ye, But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. You either have the Spirit or you don't have the Spirit. And I know there's a lot of different things that you could look at, a lot of different religions that sees this differently. Just read the Word of God for what it says. It says you either have the Spirit of life, and listen to what it says, but if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus, this is the 11th verse, or let's go back to the 10th verse. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Ain't that wonderful? Righteousness is living right for the Lord, not because we have to, because we want to. I want my kids to love me and live the way I have taught them because they love me and they know that I know what's best for them, not because I'm making them. How long will my kids do as I want them to do before they start, you know, getting away with something, rebelling? And all kids will do that. I realize that. But I would rather be pleased knowing that they're doing this because they love me and they know that that's what's best for them. That's the kind of relationship Jesus wants you to have. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. It's very plain. We can really live or we're going to die. There is Christians who unfortunately decides because we are given free will to decide whether we're going to do something for Jesus or we're going to do something for Satan. And they decide to actually live for the flesh. And be honest with you, they will suffer the condemnation of that sin because sin hurts. Jesus loves them. They have the Spirit inside them. They grieve the Holy Spirit because their flesh is wanting to take over really what the Spirit of God's wanting them to do. That's no place to be. And that's not where I want to be. That's not where you want to be. We want to live the life that's alive and not condemned. And we go on to see this in the 14th verse. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I want to be known as a true son, the son or the children of God. And I want you to see this in the Scripture, that this can be true in your life. You don't have to be condemned. You can follow what Christ has taught us so that we can truly have life and peace because He paid for our righteousness. He showed us righteousness. Christ living through you can give you a life of righteousness that no one else can give you. The law cannot give you. Keeping the commandments cannot give you. Only the Spirit of God and following through with what Jesus has said. Now, what about us? How are we going to move forward in this? 15th verse, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. This is one of my most favorite scriptures. Most of you know that. I've shared this scripture before. And this is where we find that true relationship. Not only are we not condemned, but we also can have a relationship. We can have this true lasting relationship that's something special. No one can take it away because of what Christ has done. I hope tonight that you have this kind of relationship. Some of y'all are seeing some of these wild and crazy bugs. It ain't got so crazy that some of the reason I haven't done it as much outside because I'd be eaten up by mosquitoes or something, but they're not that bad right now. Just a good evening. Just go outside if it's not too late for you and just listen to the frogs and listen to the outdoors and listen to God. Listen to Him speak. Get away from the TV. Get away from the internet and just listen to God speak to you. Praise God, we don't have to be condemned for our sins. Christ died for our sins. And we can live this life with peace, with grace, with mercy, and praise God that we can do that.
For more information about our church or other live preaching, teaching, and opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. That's where you'll find tons of information about our church. Also, each of our classes is currently uploading their message and their teaching time, so you can be a part of that also. I am Pastor Jonathan Womack. Until next time, I hope you take time to find God's perfect grace and God's greatest gift to the world, Jesus Christ.